pastor was talking about his friend that he went on a pilgrimage. Marty and I, we went on a pilgrimage. By the grace of God, there was just a clearing where we could see, just for a moment, the realization that this wasn't working, what we were doing. And it wasn't working for anyone. We were beating the air. We decided this on a Friday night. And after 10 years of going to this same church on Sunday morning, we went there. And we told them we were leaving and we weren't coming back. And we started our pilgrimage. There was something wrong. There was something missing, and we were going to find it. We had a list of criteria. You know, unfortunately, we had read the Bible. We had spent enough time with the Lord to know that something was wrong. We knew that this missing thing, you could get it on a deserted island. It had to be that way. It had to be something that the apostles had, because they walked in it. It had to be something that Jesus had. We had a list of about 10 criteria. And, you know, all the little books came along, and you'd read them, and you'd discard them. That's not it. Don't even waste your time. And I had this vision of these shiny garbage cans, and there was millions of them as far as I could see, to the right and the left and all the way back. And I said, the answer is in one of them, and I will spend the rest of my life opening every single one, and I will find it. And people would ask us, where are you going? I do not know, but I will find it. I will go where it is. I will find it. Did I spend my whole life? No. My Lord came to me. I remember prophesying. Joel, he said, you know, Marty, I'm going to give you this book. When Marty told me that, I started prophesying. Of course, I didn't know what it was then. I just said, whatever that is in that book, that's what it is. He gave us that book, and I read 3 pages. And I knew that was it. And Joel, he said, what you think about that book? I said, it's it. It was like 4 or 5 months. I felt just like Pastor said. When I was going to the other church, you used to invite people to come all the time. You want your friends to come. But you know why you want them to come? Because you're not really sure. You need a lot of people to affirm what you're doing. I don't need that here. I don't need that affirmation. I don't need hundreds of people here. Matt, if you could you put Even So on? Because I want to share this vision I had. And Father, I just pray that they can see it like I see it, that somehow I can communicate in the name of Jesus. Look, seas were calm now, but It didn't matter anyway. As I had given up, and I was tired. I was so tired. And I just closed my eyes. The tears were done. I had cried all I could cry. And I just let it slip away. The hope. And I just gently was rocked to sleep by the waves. And I didn't cover my eyes from the sun. I just let it beat on me. I didn't cool myself with the water anymore. But then something different happened. Something against my face. Something hard and gritty. I didn't open my eyes. But I could feel the rest in it. And for a moment, I didn't dare open my eyes. As I was done hoping. But I could feel it. I could feel the land. And then I opened my eyes. And I could see. He was coming, and he was running, and I tried to get up, and he was running, and I managed to get up, and then before I knew it, he was embracing me, and my head was on his chest. There was no breath in me. I couldn't say his name. Oh, but the soul within me, Jesus. Oh, and he held me. He held me. He said, I knew you'd make it. I knew you'd make it. Oh, and I couldn't find breath. I couldn't speak. Oh, but the rest in it. Oh, the rest in it. Oh, I could relax. I could feel my muscles and everything. Oh, the struggle was over. And I had made it. And there was an ecstasy, a thrill. Oh, if my heart didn't feel thrill. Thrill. Oh, and then he brought me from his chest, and I looked in his eyes. Oh, how beautiful. And he said, yes, you made it. Oh, and all of you were there. Oh, everybody nudging each other. Oh, I knew she would make it. Oh, and singing, always singing. Beautiful hymns of praise. Oh, I worship you, Jesus. Always singing and smiling and everyone hugging each other and nudging each other. Yeah, we're here. We're here. Oh, and we'd go horseback riding and always the same. Everyone singing and worshiping and yes, yes, okay, you made it. We always knew you would. Oh, and that night, oh, a fire on the beach, and again, Jesus just looking at me, winking at me, and everyone saying, yeah, you did it, and everybody singing. Oh, and finally breath, so I could sing too. Such beautiful melodies, such worship and praise. Oh, and then the Holy Spirit, he comes. And I'm dressed as a bride, and there's a dance floor. It's outside, and it's beautiful. And it's sunset. And just as a father with his daughter, he's saying, I always knew you wouldn't make it. I always knew. And I say thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You brought me here. And I thank you. And we dance. It's beautiful. And everyone's around, and they have those adoring looks. And everyone's smiling. And it's beautiful. And this goes on for a long time. Just these beautiful days of just pure glory and joy and thrill. Just thrill. And then one day Jesus looks at me and he says, it's time to go. Go where? You see that mountain up there? The Father's up there. And when we get there, there's an outpouring. There's nations up there. Let's go. At first I'm confused and I don't want to go. This is a beautiful place. I found it. I'm finally here. But everyone else is saying it's time to go. We're ready, Jesus. Let's go together. We start up the mountain. Oh, and we sing, but our songs are different now. Songs of strength and warfare. Songs about our Father and His goodness and His faithfulness. And I really can't see you, but I can hear you singing. And I have the hand of Jesus. And at times it gets dark, and I stumble a lot, and I get kind of that self-pity thing. And Jesus says, no, let's go. And we go up, and there's some wounded. And sometimes Jesus says, stop. And we help them. And sometimes he says, no, we gotta go. It'll be all right. I'll take care of them. And we go. And it gets really dark. But I can hear you. You're singing. Sometimes I hear you speaking. And it encourages me. And it edifies me. And I'm strengthened. And I hold Jesus' hand a little tighter. But the times now, I can see it. I see a clearing. I see a light. And I squeeze Jesus' hand and he turns and he says, yes, we're close now. We're close now. And I hear you singing. And he's saying, don't give up. It's the clearing. The revival's right up there. And don't give up now that you see the end. Now that you can see it. Let it strengthen you. And continue to sing so that I'll be encouraged and strengthened.
Lord, you are. I want you to know tonight.
We have to pray for unsaved loved ones. That's how we're going to fill up our church. Not with programs, but with the people that we pray in. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, bless you. Yes, you are. I'll worship you.